Joining us now, it's another guy that gets my one of my favorite people designations. Such a good dude. Although now I want to ask him, because he grew up a Philly sports fan. Is this like Dr. J playing for the Celtics? Like, he didn't grow up in Milwaukee, so he doesn't feel...
Dr. J played for the Celtics?
No, if Dr. J played for the Celtics. Right? Because he was a Sixer... Was that not clear?
Dr. J played for the. I didn't think he played for the.
He didn't.
He didn't. He didn't.
This is a hypothetical. The great
Craig
Stephen Watson
is managing the Cubs. Isn't
correct.
He?
Okay. Hi, Stephen.
Hypothetical, Tausch. Hypothetical.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's like if Michael Jordan played for the Wizards, right? Kind of that hypothetical.
Maybe. No. All right.
Steven, can you explain? Steven,
no,
can you explain to Jason?
We know he can't.
Why? Why can't
he? Because my brain is
broken. All right, hold up. Steven, you were at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the vibe was and why were fans, why did they do what they did yesterday in your opinion? So Jason can understand how Milwaukee Brewer fans are feeling.
Well, I will tell you this.
What are you huffing about? You huffing about?
There was an overwhelming amount of boos to be expected. I will say, where we sit out in the outfield doing our pre- and post-game shows on Bally Sports, I did see some claps. But they were drowned out by a lot of boos. A lot of boos. And I think that was to be expected. And I think the one person who expected it more than anybody was Craig Counsell. If you saw the shot on television of... after they showed his 20-second tribute video, which we can get into if you'd like, Craig was laughing.
We'd like.
Craig was laughing. And he expected it. He anticipated it. He even acknowledged it in his scrum before the game with media. He said, listen, cheer, boo, just have fun at the game. And he's been thinking about this moment since November when he made this decision. No question. And I think it was the reception that he anticipated. And I don't think he truly cares that much that that was the reception at this point. I think he expected it.
So, Steven, you've covered this team for a long time, even before you switched to Bally Sports Wisconsin. You've obviously talked to Craig many, many times. You have become part of the Milwaukee area, Wisconsin community. So, again, I understand the booing. I understand the anger and frustration. What I have been saying this morning is I don't understand the depth to which, and I use Jesse as an example. Jesse's a nice person. I think he's a good person. But man, does he hate Craig Counsell's guts? And I just can't understand going that far. So having spoken to him as many times as you have and seeing what you saw yesterday and the fact that he told fans, hey, just it's if you're a fan, you're a fan. I'm not here to tell you how to act. Were you in any way disappointed or bothered or anything other than, hey, it's my job to report the news, and this was the news at AmFam Field yesterday?
Was I bothered that the fans were booing Counsell, or was I bothered that Counsell left for the Cubs?
Are you bothered by anything, really? Because you don't seem to be bothered by much of anything.
No, that's not true. I was not bothered by fans booing Craig Counsell. I think that we have to remember that these are entertainers and this is a sport and people pay to be there, just like they paid to boo Brett Favre when he came back to Lambeau Field for the first time. And I think that was probably the most similar feeling that Wisconsin sports fans have had was the Brett going to Minnesota and coming back because he willingly chose to leave. This is not somebody who got traded and, you know, it was above them when it came to the decision of what their future held. These were people who decided to leave and people who meant a lot to fan bases. I mean, in this tribute video, if you did not see, it started with an image of Craig Counsell as a kid in a Brewers uniform at County Stadium with Raleigh Fingers. And, you know, it runs deep with the Counsell family. He still lives in Whitefish Bay with his family. And he still loves Milwaukee. But he also understands why people are upset with him, because how could you not? And so I think, does it truly bother him that there were boos? Does it surprise him? No. But I think a part of him also understands that he's hoping that time heals all wounds in this situation, just like it did with Brett. Because Brett is beloved now by Packers fans. When they come back, he's celebrated. And I think we're ultimately going to get to that point with Craig in Milwaukee. I was surprised that a tribute video ran yesterday.
Yeah, Stephen, that's what I was just going to ask you. What is it? Why would they do that at that time when they know that the reaction was going to get that way? Why not wait and do it down the road? Did the Brewers feel like they had to? What goes into that decision?
I can't speak on behalf of the Brewers. I do not know what decisions were made and why they were made. I do know that Craig made it a point in his post-game press conference yesterday to acknowledge how short the video was. So because of that, it almost feels like this was a checking of the PR box of we appreciate Craig and what he did for the organization, because you cannot deny that the greatest era of Brewers baseball came with Craig Counsell as the manager. I mean, mm-hmm. 5 years of six in the postseason, what they did in 2018, I mean, being one game away from the World Series for the first time since 82, he took them on an incredible ride. And it ended really quickly, and it ended with a lot of sour taste in the mouths of fans and maybe even people in the organization. And I'm not speaking on behalf of the organization here. I'm just speaking as somebody who covers the team and has now for a decade. And I think that eventually we're going to get to a point where Craig is celebrated. Craig is going to be in the Walk of Honor and, you know, maybe even have his name somewhere in that stadium. But right now, it's not going to happen because we are only months removed from a really dramatic pivot for him in his career. And I understand why he did it. I think most sports fans understand why he did it and the opportunity to go to an organization that he, in a sport like baseball, gets to play in the playpen compared to what he had to do from a managing situation under an intense budget in Milwaukee as a small market franchise. And he talked about being on a journey, and not all journeys you understand where the path is going to take you. And it took him on an interesting ride with the opportunity with the Cubs, and he said, why not go and take it and see what it's like?
You know, and Stephen, that was my point on this, is that it's not like all of those 18 years of the Brewers organization are eviscerated. They maybe are in Jesse's mind and in some fans' minds, but they're not in Craig Counsell's, right? He hasn't forgotten growing up in Whitefish Bay and going to County Stadium and rooting for Robin Yount. And so what, and Tausch is right. I'm not asking fans to think this way. It's just how I'm thinking. And what I'm thinking is, if you have that much history with an organization in your hometown and you still choose to take the Cubs job, I ask why. And to me, the why is because I want to manage a big budget and I'm ready for the big expectations of the big city, but I don't think I can win a World Series here. I think I've done everything I can for my hometown team, and I want to be a manager who wins a World Series. I've won one as a player. I want to do it as a manager, and I don't think I can do it with the Brewers, despite everything I've tried to do. And if you frame it in that way, I would hope, and again, feel however you want as a fan, but for me, that means it makes a little more sense in my brain. Would you agree with that?
100%. And I mean, money plays a factor in this, too. I mean, he wanted to set the bar for managers getting paid more. He reset the bar. That was important to him as well, because I think he does care about that part of the game. I also think that being in Chicago afforded him an opportunity that Cleveland or New York, other teams that he interviewed with, wouldn't, in being able to be home and be close to his boys who are both playing Big Ten baseball right now and his two girls mm-hmm. that are still at Whitefish Bay High School. That stuff matters to him. They're a very close family. So I think it was the perfect storm in his mind of getting the big job with the money, with the resources, on a brand that is one of the biggest in all of baseball, and to your point, Jason, an opportunity that he didn't have in Milwaukee to acquire big-name players that might help him win a World Series in the next 5 years, that he felt like maybe the state of Milwaukee Brewers baseball wasn't going to give him that opportunity. Now what we're seeing with the Brewers is they're 4.5 games up on his Cubs right now, and Pat Murphy is the perfect guy who has replaced him, and there's a young, fun energy around Brewers baseball that's great, and this is just how Brewers baseball is going to have to be as a small market team in Major League Baseball, and they've done an incredible job. From the time that Craig Counsell got here with David Stearns and now Matt Arnold, of building that type of roster and being competitive. And I don't think that ultimately being in a big city and having all that payroll is going to automatically win him a World Series. But I think in his mind, it gives him an opportunity to do so better than he had in Milwaukee. And I don't think that he should be... I understand why he was booed. And I think a lot of fans who purchased tickets to that game did so knowing that it was Council's return and it was their opportunity to let their feelings be heard. And this entire series is going to be that as well. It's not going to stop just from that tribute video before the game yesterday. We're going to have that tonight. We're going to have it tomorrow night. We're going to have it Thursday afternoon, because fans are going to come to all those games with the hopes that they can let Craig know how they feel about him leaving. And based on that wry smile that we saw on his face from the boos and the 20-second tribute video, Craig is anticipating it, and he is welcoming it, because I think he understands how sports and fandom work, and he appreciates that passion just like he did as a player and a manager here in Milwaukee.
Steven, this is speculation, but that's what we in the media do, or as analysts.
You're an analyst.
If that's what I specified that. If Craig Counsell gets that same contract from the Brewers, is he still managing the Brewers?
That's hard. I think money speaks volumes. So I don't think he would have gotten that contract in Milwaukee. I think it still doesn't change how handicapped a small market team in baseball is when it comes to the spending that they have the ability to do. And ultimately, I think that Craig maximized rosters for 9 years and now he's going to take a challenge of being able to see what he can do with an unlimited budget. But I haven't talked to Craig about this, trying to get inside of his mind. I don't know where his priorities lie, with it being a chance to win a World Series versus a chance to make $40 million across 5 years. But I would think that if the Brewers matched that, and I don't know if they even offered that or if Craig never wanted it, but I would think him and his legacy and how much Milwaukee means to him, if they got to that number, I think that's fair to think that Craig would have taken it and stayed. That's totally my opinion.
Sound graph, Stephen Watson.
No, do that. I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
I'm joking.
I know you are. Stephen Watson from Bally Sports Wisconsin is with us. All right, Stephen, I'm curious about this team that we're talking about here. First of all, I watched Pat's entire post game. He had his kids up there talking about what a great performance it was from Gasser yesterday. I mean, look, you just said it. He seems like he was, and he was obviously already there, and a longtime friend of Craig Counsell, I might add, right? They've been friends for a long time.
And I asked Pat Murphy about that, because Murphy was definitely trying to push away this narrative just as much as the media was trying to push it in front of him about Craig's return. And he said, listen, I asked him if people that have meant the most to him in his baseball career, where does Craig lie? And he said, nobody has had more of an impact on my baseball career over the last 2 decades than Craig Counsell. And so that goes to show what they mean to each other. But sorry, not to cut you off, Jason.
No, I get interrupted all the time on this show. I'm very much used to it. But I watched his post game. He tried his best to talk about everything but Craig.
Yeah.
I know that Dennis Krause asked late in the presser about it a little bit, and he kind of just blew off the answer. I am curious, because I don't know him at all, But watching from afar, I've been really impressed with him stepping into that role, given the connection he has with the previous manager, the success the team is having currently. My question is, what is he like, and is this sustainable? Because they're doing it without a bunch of their aces. How they've been able to do this has been incredible.
Yeah, the injuries and the you know, what they've gotten out of players, I mean, that's no different than, you know, the recipe and blueprint for success for the Brewers, you know, since David Stearns was here as well and when Craig was the manager. But it does feel like they've been dealt a pretty tough hand in injuries, and the way they've been able to overcome them, specifically in the starting rotation, has been incredible. I think they have a star in Robert Gasser, and, you know, he was the big piece in the Josh Hader move, and Brewers fans are starting to see why that decision was made in the organization, because mm-hmm. that was one that was met with a lot of animosity from the fan base as well. And, you know, sometimes these GMs know what they're doing. I know you would agree in Green Bay on that one. So I think that with Pat Murphy specifically, what he has done is he hasn't changed a whole lot. And I think that for having that familiar presence inside that clubhouse has meant a lot to these players in one of the biggest offseason moves in baseball. And Pat Murphy is a total player's manager. He's relatable. He's funny. He's incredible with the media. He seems to have a lot of joy being around baseball and being around these guys, and his guys want to play for him. And I think that's, you know, he's a family man. You see that with his two young sons who join him on the presser most nights after games. He's very likable. He's very passionate, and he's also very intense. Craig was always intense. Craig didn't give a whole lot. He was a pretty closed-off guy, but he's just very focused. Pat is focused and has a little bit more character to him behind the microphone, and I think Brewers fans appreciate just kind of that personality. And he's very transparent. I hope Brewers fans recognize how much he gives it to the media and how much you can learn from him by just listening mm-hmm. to how his baseball mind works and some of the decisions that he makes and some of the decisions he doesn't make. I truly believe that the Brewers made the right hire there with Pat Murphy. He's off to an incredible start. And is it sustainable? Who knows? I mean, a lot can change in this game, and they're giving young guys opportunities who are hungry and trying to prove themselves, and so far it's working out pretty well. And I think if the starting pitching can get healthy and healthier, and D.L. Hall comes back maybe as a reliever, why not? Why not say it's sustainable? They've proven us over the years that they can get it done through 162, so why count against them now?
All right, Steven, last thing for you before we let you go. We know you do on the tee, off the tee, on the tee, somewhere around the tee, in the tee box.
You tee the ball up on the tee.
Okay.
So, right. Yes, on the tee. If you're introing a golfer, next on the tee, Jason. Okay. So, yes, on the tee.
All right. So, on the tee, I know you do that with
I know you
Gabe
love
Neitzel.
Golf. I've watched you swing a golf club.
I used to love golf, and now I'm going to have to learn to love it again because Tausch wants me to break 200 at Lac La Belle, and the girls want me to go golfing with them because they like golf now. But I am curious. You have this great job. You're busy with the Bucks. You're busy with the Brewers. You have an amazing wife. You have a great family that you guys have built together. You've got a great dog. How much golf are you actually playing?
Yeah.
And how are you finding time in the schedule?
Well, I hope my wife isn't listening to this. I would say that I have an incredible wife that allows me to golf. I have also mastered the art of the nap time nine. I don't know, Tausch, if you ever, you know, as a golfer yourself with young kids, have ever been able to be as efficient on the quick nine during nap time. But I am a show and go golfer now. I don't go to the driving range. I show up on the first tee. I'm ready to go, and I fly through nine. Through nap time, and I'm back home. I don't play a whole lot of 18 holes unless I'm playing with Gabe Neitzel on the tee and we're out at a course and, you know, doing a live remote from there. But nap time nine, I'm dominating it right now, Wildy.
I never heard of that before. That's actually a really good term. I'm a big fan of it. And we're a big fan of you. We appreciate you. How the heck? You're in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All, ESPN Milwaukee Studios? Like, I just figured you'd just call us.
No, we actually just taping on the tee for tonight because it airs on Tuesday nights on ESPN Milwaukee. I have the Brewers Cubs series, so was just got off the mic with Gabe Neitzel and wanted to join you guys in studio for the big appearance.
Well, we appreciate you. Give our best to everyone back home, and I look forward to seeing you in person one of these days. I used to see you all the time up here in Green Bay, but then you changed jobs. How dare you? And I've been booing you ever since because I don't get to see you anymore.
Just boo me every time Steven. I come on TV. I hope you know I wore this hoodie, if you're watching the stream, just in honor of you, Jason Wilde. Rocked a hoodie for you today.
You look great. It's probably a smaller size than the sizes that I wear, though, because you're in much better shape. Thanks, Steven. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Tausch, I will see you, and I will most likely be wearing a hoodie, or maybe I'll go golf polo and golf pants so I can look like a player at the AmFam Championship.
It is coming up. Watch PGA Tour champions, including tournament host and defending champion Steve Stricker, at the American Family Insurance Championship when it returns to University Ridge Golf Course Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th. Tournament week includes an exciting concert featuring three-time Grammy Award-winning Train on Friday, June 7th at Bree Stevens Field. Proceeds will support the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation and the American Family Children's Hospital. Get your tickets today at AmFamChampionship.com. That's AmFamChampionship.com.
I watched with Sydney tennis yesterday. I think Tausch might have caught a little bit too, because we've got Tausch's Tennis Minute next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.